Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiya Bidvaro.
Amen.
We mentioned the other night with Siyata Deshmaya, the Maharal and his Gor Aryeh, the end of Parshas Noach, that Avram Avinu, lest one think that the Galus of Sori Meina was merely as an Eishas Chover, Eishas Tamachochom, as married to the Tzadik Ador, the Godo Hador, along comes the Torah before she even meets up with Avram Avinu, before she wants Avram Avinu. Already at that stage, she is called Yiska, writes Rashi Alpi, the Gemara Megillah, Yedalet Amin Aleph. Why the name Yiska? Number one, Shesachsa Baruch HaKodesh. That's the idea that she tops the list of the Zion Nevios. She gazed Baruch HaKodesh. And Mitzat Sheini, Akos Sochem B'Yofi, everybody gazed at her exquisite beauty. Again, that interrelationship between the Ruchnius and the Gashmius, she reached the Sihadargan Ruchnius of being a Neviya, of being Sachsa Baruch HaKodesh, Mitzat Echa, Mitzat Sheini, the Sihadargo when it came to Gashmius. Hakos Sochem B'Yofi, Mamelo, we turn the page to Yutes Vav Amin Aleph. Arba Yafyofios Hayu Be'olam, writes to Marshal Fenart, the double, the Kfeilus Haloshin of Natstam Yofi, but Yofios, they were doubly beautiful. Sora heads the list. She is the head of the Zayin Avias, Mitzan Echad in Ruchni, the head of the four most beautiful women in the world, Mitzan the Gashmi. That gaulus of Yiska and having the two work together, the ensuing synthesis of Isha Yeres Hashem Itasala, she is therefore praised. Happy the Grah and the Kutim and Kol Eliyahu and Vayetze Chavtes Yitzayin. A woman who has Yeres Shemayim is praised for everything. Sora is already Yiska. That means she got the ultimate praise of Sochza Baruch HaKadosh and Kol Sochem Yofi before she even met Avraham Avinu. That was the gaulus of Sori Meina. Irrespective of whomever she would marry, she already reached that gaulus on her own. Mamela comes to the beginning of this week's parsha. What Hespit is apropos for such a woman, Avraham Avinu ever succinctly needs to sum it all up in a mere three words, Kol Shovim the Tova. The idea being, it was great start to finish. All 127 years, it was gaulus from beginning to end. Mamela, let's add another Nakuda that we didn't mention the other night. Beautiful Ha'ara by the Noda Behuda and his Drushes Avos Tzion and Drush Zion. Ashtet and Posuk. Now remember, it's a parsha that's called Chayisara. It begins Vayu Chayisara. Again, the opening Posuk includes Shnei Chayisara. Posuk Beis Vatomas Sara. Three times in two psukim, after a parsha already is named for this woman, Chayisara, we clearly know who is occupying center stage, who's under the spotlight, none other than Sara, and still continues posting Beis, Vayavu Avram Lispol Lissara Vilav Kosa. Who else do you think he was given Hespit for? Chayisara, the lives of Sara. Here's Kilu, a biographical sketch at the outset of this week's parsha, the lives of Sara. Sara Yemenu dies, Vayavu Avram Lachayra, the Torah should make it more succinct, and should say in a laconic form, Lissav Dovul of Kosa. Why the mention of Sora writes the Hale Ganon of Yehuda and Roshes? And because lest one think that he's coming to be Masvet Stam a woman, or Stam an Esha Schover, or Stam that she was married to be Mamela, she was at Tzadik, Zakta Bravavina. No, I'm not coming Stam Lissav Dovul of Kosa. I'm coming Lispo Lissora. I'm coming that regardless of whomever she was married to, regardless of anything that you might hear from other people about Yitzchak, the husband, the son, v'chulei. In the end of the day, I'm coming to be Masvid, the independent Sora. The superfluous mention of Sora's name is Gufa to be Margish. I'm coming Lispo Lissora to give a Hespit for Galdus. And what's the Galdus? Kilo, he has to mention something that's not Shaykh to him. Awala Chaira is the Iker Nakuda that Avram can praise about his wife, that he is no sheiches to. In other words, even if you want to give independent praise, well, she was a tzedekah on her own, and she did chesed on her own, and she learned Torah and Davin on her own. At the end of the day, Avraham Avinu, you have the same thing. I'm a Mela, maybe she learned it from you, maybe she modeled herself after you. There's only one praise that the Chaira clearly distinguishes between Avraham in contrast to Sarah, and that is that Avraham Avinu's deficiency, if you will, on a daksha menachas doesn't have deficiency. But in the end of that, Chalina Vachas, we can't say that about the others, but the one thing we find in Chazal is that it took him time to be Makir as Boro. The Dorm Lamed Beis Amin Aleph, Bahaya Akev, Akev 172, he lived to 175. He only listened to Kodesh Baruch Hu for 172 because he first was Makir's Baruch at the age of 3. And the Rambam writes, Ben Arboim Shana Hikar is Baruch, writes the Goz Maimoni. And really, we don't have a sheet of 40. The Rambam really means, and he says, we should fix the gears, it's really 48. And some say he was 50. Again, to be Minrosh, Minroshab, and the Alka Chimoni. And whether he was 3, 40, 48, or 50. And at the end of the day, he was missing years of being Makir's Baruch. So, Lachar, if you want to be Margish, then Akudas Achilik in the Galus of Avram, the Umas, Sarah, as Sarah's godless was, a cold shovel of time. It was great start to finish. 127 years of Shlemus of perfection. Avram Avinu might have had 175, but it took him time to be Makir's Boro. And now, if we espouse the Ghost Maimony and we really go for the Gears of 48, then it's very Geschmack. What is 175 minus 48? 27. Is it not 127? So it's very geschmack. Dahaina, whatever hesper you're going to give, Bedavkin, the choice number 127. But if you're going to espouse what the Ghost Maimony says is really the Girsa Nechaina, in Rambam especially, then it's very geschmack, Lechaira. What's Pshat 48? And Dahaina, all you need is 127 years to get to Shlevis. Avravina only needed to outlast Sarah in order to make up all the years that he was missing. Because if you go like the sheet that he only was Makir's Baruch at 48, he started 48. He needed 127 to go from the start to the finish line. Hi, but sorry, Menu. And she already started at the beginning, Kol Shov and the Tova. She only needed 127. Amela, she gets to Shlemus. Now, what's the raya to this inyan? We have an interesting kasha. Rav Chaim Kanevsky raises it in a safer time in the crow. Shluchay mitzvah in his okin. So, how can it be for Rav Chaim Kanevsky? And we have the Yalkut Shemoni in the sixth parish in Remesku base. And that what happened, boss Satan. And he told Sari Meno about Akedas Yitzchak, oh, your son is about to be shefted. Parchon is Shmos of a Mesa. Many different shotim, a lot of ink has been spilled from time immemorial to be masber this medrash. For after Chaim Kanevsky, but Shluchay mitzvah in his okin. Now, again, one can ask a kasha on that kasha. Meichetase, this should be included in Shluchay mitzvah. She wasn't given the tzivoy. She wasn't going to do any mitzvah. Mitzvah, upon him, Frater Chaim Kanevsky, Shulchavitzah still, she was involved, you're telling her about a Maisa Mitzvah, and she's clearly encouraging it, and at least she's not stopping it, so she's someone involved. How can it be Shulchavitzah in Yisrael? Because Frater Chaim Kanevsky, and that's only if what? If you're going to do a Maisa Mitzvah, then there's a built-in protection from the Maisa Mitzvah. But right to Chaim Kanevsky, Sari Meinu's time was up. Tahainu, she was allotted 127 years. It's not some shot that boss sought that a Mamela Porchon is Shmos of a Mesa. It was Lischusa, Zakhtar Chaim Kanevsky in time of the crawl. She was only destined to live in this world for 127 years. Her time was up. The Abishter Kaviyocha orchestrated the events surrounding the lives of Avram and Sarah. And that since her time was up, Mimonim Shach, let me take away your Neshama, Dafka couched in the context of a Gavaldika Maisa Mitzvah. And the Maisa Mitzvah that brings them to Shlemu. And let me take her away, but Davka at this man. And Mamela already the Sifse Kohen, Biguri Arizal, writes in the Sifse Kohen. He says, that shot of the repetition, Vayu Chai Yisora, the lives of Sarah, and then we repeat at the end of the opening pasuk, Shnei Chai Yisora, why that Gosha writes already the Sisei Kohen from the Guri Arizal, the Shach Allah Torah. He says the repetition, Shnei Chai Yisora, is good for precisely coming to be madgish, to emphasize, and these were the years, the Haino, what you just read, Mea Vishoda, Vias Vishoda, Vishoda, 127. I don't think the Satan, Akedas Yitzhak, caused her to die prematurely. This wasn't a premature demise. These were the years. Shnei Chai Sar. These were the lies that were initially allotted to Sari Meinu. Abishter Luschusa wants to take away a tzadik gufa be'ikvah samaisa mitzvah, that the neshama should go up to Gan Eden Shamay l'derech samaisa mitzvah. So Kaviyochu was pulling the strings behind the scenes that the 127 years should conclude timing it exactly bishas hakena, that the neshama should go up. And the Meilin answers another kasha. Writes the Otsus Panini Atayr, brings from the Sefer Medrash Yehonas on, and the Sefer Emek HaMelech, a Kabbalah Sefer writes, that Akedas Yitzchak took place in Yom Kippur. And now, if Akedas Yitzchak took place in Yom Kippur, frek the Medrash Yehonas on, that means that once we shteltzu the Medrash, the Yalkin Aremus Kubeis, so that means Sari Meinu died on that day, that Akedas Yitzchak was that day Yom Kippur, she died in Yom Kippur. She died in Yom Kippur, what do you do with Avastram Nosan? Ah, Perchafei and Avastram Nosan, Hameis B'Yom Kippur Mesimin Ralo. Are you going to tell me that the Grois of Tzedekah Sarah, she passes away from this world, that's a Simin Ralo? What's the shot? How could a Kodesh Baruch Hu give her this Simin Ralo? Teretz is what? We know from the Sugin Rosh Hashanah Yenal Kedusha Laman Ches by Tzadikim and this small Shino saying it's a gather of Tmimus. The Hainu, it's not them shot. Someone who dies in Yom Kippur when it wasn't their time to die and the Eivishter took them away in Yom Kippur, that's a Simon Rallo. And she only died in Yom Kippur because she was born in Yom Kippur. And that's why the Medrash says, Yodei Hashem Yemi Tmimim Kishem Shehem Tmimim Kashno Seinu Tmimim. Amel, it's not a Simon Rallo. Why? She had to go away in Yom Kippur because she was born in Yom Kippur. Amel, she had to have Shleimus because she herself was the quintessential Tumim Tiyashim Lakecha Hasalek Tumim, just like Avraham Avinu, since she herself was a Tmima. Amel, sure, her life had to be speak one of Tmimos. She only died in Yom Kippur or Derech Mimonosha because she was born in Yom Kippur. Amanavana, that was the Zman. That's the Sisei Kohen Al HaTorah. That's a Chayim Kineski time in the crawl. Her Zman was in that context, but Avanda, as she didn't pass away because of Akedas Yitzchak. To add on one final point, we mentioned the Arizal Sefer Gegulim a number of times that Avram and Sarah were Gegulim of Adam and Chava. It was Kilo take two on Maisa Bresha. Sefer created Adam and Chava, and now they messed up. Since they messed up, you need now what? Ha'odom ha'godo be'anokim. Avram Avinu, who likewise is branded that choice appellation, Adam, and the Adam ha'godo be'anokim. Here's a giant behi baram. Elotot shemayim baretz behi baram b'shvil Avraham. The whole world was kedai to be created for Avram Avinu. An echo of the Metzias Advarm that the whole world, the Maisa, was clearly kedai for Adam Arishan. So now the world is kedai for Avram Avinu. He's Adam all over again. Take two. Let's redo Maisa Bereishis. Here's Adam ha'godo be'anokim. Amela Sora is a Gilgul of Chavo, and the Aim Kochai, Avram Avinu now is going to be an Avram on Goyim. He is the king, Sarah is the queen, and together they're going to build the new Metzias called Klal Yisrael. So clearly, I'll be the Arizal. If now she dies, that means that Akedas Yitzchak represents the Nekudas HaShleimus of the life of Sarah Imenu. And that stems with everything we've been saying. It was in the Smalush and Hosein, it was a Geder of Tmimus. Starts in Yom Kippur, ends in Yom Kippur, and that's the Galah. She started on the holiest day, she ended on the holiest day. That's a Kol Shavu L'Tayva. She was great from start to finish. Her life was mamish, a model of perfection, of Shleimus, from beginning to end. And that was Sarah Imenu. But where do we see the Tikkun? So we mentioned Lefi and Yazdaiti the other day. The one example of the Tikkun was that the Kilkul, the Takola, came about because Adam Rishon listened to Chava. Adam listened to his wife, and that brought the whole world down. What was the Tikkun? The last speech, the last statement of Sari Meno on the pages of Chumash is telling her husband, get rid of Yishmael in order to preserve the Kedusha of Yitzchak. And that's the last time she speaks. And the Eibush starts to tell Avram, Shema Bakola, listen to her voice. Very Gishmak. The Tikkun Mida Kenegan Mida. It started by him listening to his wife. The Tikkun is Avram, Adam Rishon all over again. And this time the Eibush says, you were misaking it. This time, Shema Bakola, I want you to listen. But what exactly was the Nakuda, the Shorash HaKilkul of Chava? Chava, we know already from the Ramchal, Das Vunus and several Svarim. What was the intent of Adam and Chava? Adam and Chava, they were convinced, started with Chava, of course, she then convinced her husband. But the lure and seduction of the Eitz Hadas Tov U'Rah from the Nochash to Chava was, you'll be Kelokim, you'll be like God. Don't you want to be God-like? Don't you want to be Yodei Tov U'Rah? Don't you want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Chava says, great idea, let's be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she takes from the fruit, and what happens? She gives it to Adam, the rest is history. But perhaps we see that and she still had a shoresh of the Nakuda. Embraces Pragdalat Pasuk Aleph. If all them Yodas Chava Ishto Vatar Matelet is Kaim Atomer, Kanisi Yisesh Hashem. Comes along Chava, all them and Chava, and now it's time to procreate, it's time to go ahead and perpetuate the world, bring in the day, it's Hemshech. So what happens? Adam is Yodea, he's Neschaber with Chava Ishto, and she gives birth to a child and she names him Kayan. Why? But Tomer, Kanisi Ishis Hashem. So first of all, we don't find a discussion, she's not getting involved. Here's Adam, who's the Baki and Shemus, by the way. Braces, Perek Beis, Psukim Yates and Chav. Adam is the Baki. Chidush Yerim already with Tzadik, Vechulei. He touched up the Etzimahus, he's the one who sees up and sizes up everything. He is not involved. She's the one who does the naming. Kanisi ish es Hashem. Zok Rashi of Anor. I'll be the Midrash and Rashi's Ramach Chabez base. Kemo im Hashem. Kishabor osi vesishi levado. Amarano. Ah, vabazer shut from Anu. Ah, we're now together with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kanisi im Hashem. Kilu, God needs me. I'm together with God. a product, l'chayra, of the achila from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. I'll be like God. L'chayra, there's still a remnant in Chavo. She's the one who does the naming. I don't need to speak to Adam about it. I have a son, Tomer Kanisi as Hashem. Ashtiko Gaiva, perhaps, the Shemitz of Gaiva. Kanisi Yim Hashem, I am acquiring, I am creating Kone, Osama Sebracious. I'm creating together with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What happens to Kayan? Ashtiko Gaiva, right? He doesn't like the fact that Chazal, Hevel, is born with two twins. He's only born with one, Mechulei. Hashem listens to his covenant, doesn't listen to my Kayan. It's all Gaiva, Gaiva, Gaiva. Well, what happens? He is taken out of the world. Of course, the Arizal, Korach was a Gilgal of Kayan, all about Gaiva, arrogance. And where's the Shorash of that Gaiva? L'chor is already implanted and ingrained into his name, into his core essence. Ayadei, can he see him, Hashem? I'm kidding with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what would be the take in the Phineas Dite? It's very Gishmak. Comes along, Suri Yemenu as the Gilgal of Chava. Here she says what? Adam is out of the picture. It's me together with God, and we're going to create Kai. And what happens now? B'shasa Kedis Yitzchak. B'shasa Kedis Yitzchak. Sarah Yemenu does what? I am leaving. She hears about that Kedah. This is all about Avram and Yitzchak. She's not involved in the process at all. She is here staying back. But what happens? She hears Avram is taking Yitzchak. Now the whole Kayin is what? Can he see him, Hashem? I'm creating with Hashem. And l'chayra, the ultimate tikkun is when you have Sarah, who waits her whole life, and davens her whole life, she dedicates her whole life to tefillah, she breaks through the maral, she breaks through all the machitzas, everybody gets answered on that day. Here's a woman, her whole life, she's praying for her son. She's praying for her son. What's the ultimate tikkun? Chav is what manifests the kilkul of the whole Maisa Achilas Eitzadas. She gives birth to a son and says, oh, this guy is mine. God needed me. Together we created the son and planted Gaiva. What does Sarah do? She spends her whole life waiting for a son. And instead of saying, this is my son, what does she do? She creates the son as one of the Gimel Shifrin, and she's ready to give that son right back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's ready to go in and say, I'm prepared to leave this world when I give my son back. Chava says, what? This is my son. Kanisi Yim Hashem. Kanisi, he's mine. Kayin, what? Now is ingrained. I own the Adama. I'm going to give God the crops. I own the Adama. Comes along Sarah Yemenu and says, what? This son, that if there's anyone you would think that has the right to say, I spent 90 years davening for this son, and I feel, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to give him right back to a Kodesh Baruch. I'm going to give him up to the Eibushter. And that's the ultimate hisbatlus, the ultimate honor, subjugation, and subservience. The taken from Nachina Tzadas with the Nochosh tells Chava, don't you want to be like God? How don't you want to have your own identity? You don't need God. How you're going to create together with God? As Sarah Yemenu says, I now created this child. I'm going to give him right back. And what am I going to do? It's going to be Avram and Yitzchak and Yochushreim Yachdov. They're going to be getting to that Shlemus Amela over here. Sarah, as she in the end of the day says, that's the ultimate tikkun, and that's when she gets to her shleimus. That's when her halig and neshama could be taken away from this world. When what Davka couched in the context of Akedas Yitzchak, when she demonstrated that not only am I going to and not say like Chava that I created him with God, but I'm going to take this child that if anything, with my tefillahs have brought him into the world, and I'm ready to give him right back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not mine, he belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a korban that belongs to the Almighty. I'm going to give him right back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite of what Chava and Kai and everything was, and this is Sarah Yemenu, that's the Shlemus. She brought a life to Tikkun Ameila, her neshama could leave this world. Yeshua Kaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.